When you look at the map, you will see how, by this time, civilization has described a semicircle. It begins in Egypt, and by way of Mesopotamia and the Aegean Islands, it moves westward until it reaches the European continent. The first 4,000 years, Egyptians and Babylonians and Phoenicians, and a large number of Semitic tribes, please remember that the Jews were but one of a large number of Semitic peoples, have carried the torch that was to illuminate the world. They now hand it over to the Indo-European Greeks, who became the teachers of another Indo-European tribe called the Romans. But meanwhile the Semites have pushed westward along the northern coast of Africa, and have made themselves the rulers of the western half of the Mediterranean, just when the eastern half has become a Greek, or Indo-European, possession. This, as you shall see in a moment, leads to a terrible conflict between the two rival races, and out of their struggle arises the victorious Roman Empire, which is to take this Egyptian, Mesopotamian, Greek civilization to the furthermost corners of the European continent, where it serves as the foundation upon which our modern society is based. I know this all sounds very complicated, but if you get hold of these few principles, the rest of our history will become a great deal simpler. The maps will make clear what the words fail to tell. And after this short intermission, we go back to our story and give you an account of the famous war between Carthage and Rome.